business people, they are very eager to succeed. They think of success day and night, and they allow their mind to be possessed entirely by the desire to succeed. To the degree that they ignore their own life and the life of their family, a business becomes a kind of dictator. They take up all the energy, all the time, and they left their wife, their children alone, suffer very much. Their children can never forgive them because they can give a lot of money to their children, to their wife. And yet, people in their family never forgive them because they are not there. They have a father and yet they don't. They have a husband and yet they don't. There was a lady who came to business retreat in Plum Village. And she said that in the beginning she was very happy as the wife of the boss. She enjoyed very much organizing reception and things like that. But finally she found out that she's very lonely because her husband did not have any time for her and for the children. When their son went to the hospital for surgery, he could not come. She had to spend all night with the daughter. And when it's her turn to go for a surgery, he could not come either. She tried to forget her loneliness by doing things like humanitarian work, enrolled into a degree to get busy in her study in order to forget her loneliness. But nothing worked. And she always cried. And he said, "Well, darling, no one can replace me now. I have to wait until a number of years, and then I will retire and will devote all my time and my energy to you and the children." And 6 months later, he got into an automobile accident and was killed at the age of 51. He had said that nobody can replace him, but in 3 days, they replace him. There is a notion that has to be removed, that happiness is when you have more power, more wealth, more success. And that is the thing that sucks you into the future. You have no capacity of living in the present moment. And the teaching of the Buddha is that conditions for your happiness are already more than sufficient in the here and the now. If you are established in the here and the now, you can be very happy today. If businessmen reconsider the notion of success, the notion of happiness, they might be able to focus their life on the present moment, making happiness possible right in the here and the now, not waiting for the future. And if they live on such a foundation of happiness and love, you have more chance to succeed. After that, the family will participate in the business and making the business into a cozy and happy family where they can take care of the workers and their families. And if their business is a symbol of happiness, and they know that they can do something to help the world. The business now has a meaning. They know what to produce, what to sell, and what not to produce and what not to sell. Because that happiness is not just having a lot of money and power. But happiness is to see people around you happy.